Welcome to Cafe Grit. My name is Bethann Campbell, and I am the author of Where the Hell Is My Bacon? A book about a corporate team that triumphed over shitty leadership with the help of fried pork. I open Cafe Grit as a place where you can join me in figuring out how to channel your grit and find your voice in the world, whatever that means for you. This is the place to go when you've got the hankering for purpose, the taste for fulfillment, and you're tired of living the rat race. Thanks for stopping in. Cafe Grit is now open for service. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Cafe Grit, where the moxie is fresh, the passion cold brewed, and everything is served with a heaping side of mojo. And hopefully you've got some mojo this week. Some weeks you do, some weeks you don't. I didn't have a lot of mojo last week. I was hotter than shit, and I just, kind of got it all together over the weekend. The weather's turning, getting a little bit cooler, in air quotes cooler, meaning it's not like in the mid 90s with super high southeast humidity, which I'm sorry. Does anybody like that? So many people live in the southeast of the United States. So, you know, like Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, the Midwest and South, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi. And it's just God fucking awful heat and humidity in the summer. Why do we do that? But I asked myself the same thing about why people settled in the North with the cold. So I guess there's always a payoff, because fall, winter, and spring in the South are wonderful. So I don't know. I guess that's the payoff, but I am not a fan of humidity at all. Today, I'm going to talk about bringing your full self to the table. I'm just going to tell you a little tale of mine. So one of my favorite quotes is this: I am willing to deal with the ramifications of being my full self. And this came from a very short video that I saw from Gary Vaynerchuk, or otherwise known as Gary V. He's an entrepreneur, social influencer, a lot of energy. So I like Gary. I like his style. He swears a lot. So this was actually a video where somebody was asking him why he swore so much. And as a person who drops an F-bomb, but occasionally, just once in a blue moon, or every hour, I can relate to this, because my swearing has been called into question. At my previous job, somebody had complained to our HR department because my social media had some swear words in it. So, and honestly, every title of everything that I ever create practically has a swear word in it. Like my book, Where the Hell Is My Bacon? And my soon to be released ebook, From Blah to Badass, has the word ass in it and many swear words in it. So if you're not a swear word person, then you can just ignore that promo. Anyway, so Gary was asked in this video by somebody why he swore so much. And his answer was, I am willing to deal with the ramifications of being my full self, meaning he brings his full self to the table. And if other people don't like it, then, you know, he is at least put himself fully out there. And this came up in a conversation that I had recently with an old colleague. So I found myself in a situation that was very uncomfortable. And not going to go into a whole lot of detail, but let's just say I sort of felt like I was in a silo. You know, sometimes like you just feel like you're on an island. I was a little lost, ghosted by someone. And I have not really felt like that many times in my life at all. So it was very uncomfortable, and I knew I had to get some answers. You know, what is going on? Why do I feel this way? Is it me? Am I just being, you know, paranoid about something? But it just, I couldn't really kick it. So there were a lot of unknowns in this situation. And unknowns, as we know, can really carry us down a deep, dark abyss. When we don't have all of the information, we don't have the right information, we create scenarios, we invent things, our inner voice steps in. Certainly mine does. Fucking Liz. Her name's Liz. So I knew I needed to get some feedback. The unknowns were just kind of eating away. I needed to ask some questions, get some information. And this was not an easy thing to do because, first of all, I might not like the answer to the questions, but also just the situation made it very awkward. But I needed to lean in and I needed to speak out. This was clear. My friends were telling, when I was talking about this with my friends, that's what they were saying. My colleague was saying it, but it was very uncomfortable. So I, you know, hesitated. But you know what? Another great saying that is on my vision board, discomfort is the herald of opportunity. This is from Jason Seib, S-E-I-B, look him up. And here's the thing. I preach about leaning in and speaking out and finding your voice, whatever finding your voice means. It doesn't necessarily mean you're in your face, loudness, boisterous Bacon Beth Campbell, but finding your voice, whatever it is. And I preach about that a lot. I've written about it. I talk about it a lot in social media, and I need to walk the walk. And I don't always do that. I don't always walk the walk, believe it or not. As somebody who talks about leaning in and speaking out and finding your voice, sometimes I don't. I give into fear or discomfort or complacency, like all of you. But in this case, I knew I had to say something, because if I didn't bring my full self to this situation, or really any situation, if I don't present myself with that same transparency and authenticity that I preach about, finding your voice, leaning in, that is so lacking in leadership today. I mean, it's just non-existent. If I hold back, then I have to bear some of the responsibility of that outcome. So if I say nothing, if I ask nothing, if I don't speak out, if I don't seek the truth, if I don't use my voice, and then something goes wrong, or the outcome isn't what I wanted it to be, or it's not, I don't like it, that's partly on me. Conversely, if I bring myself, if I, my full self, which sometimes includes swearing, and I be as transparent as I can be, if I work through that fear, through the uncertainty, through the discomfort, and then the outcome isn't to my liking, that's not on me. That's not on me. That's on somebody else. And I can sleep well knowing that I did everything that I could to bring my full self, to be transparent and open. And I don't always get what I want, but at least I know that then I don't have to bear that burden of that responsibility, because I did everything that I could. So I'm willing to deal with the ramifications of being my full self. My integrity is intact. My character is solid, and I can move on with a full pride in myself. And by the way, this whole concept of bringing my full self, and then the onus, who has the onus of the responsibility here, is not something that I made up. This came from, and I'm sure it's been around for many, many, many moons, but I first kind of recognized it when I was listening to Mel Robbins' audiobook, Kick-Ass, where she talks with a number of people about situations in their life. And there was one guy who was struggling with, he was gay, and he was struggling with his hometown community and their perception and some things that people have said to him in the past. And he was just like really nervous about, going to like a grocery store, because he thought he might meet some of these people that from his past or from a church or something. I don't remember the exact situation, but Mel had said to him, look, if you hold back and you hide things, and you create unknowns, and you don't bring your full self, then you are partly, sometimes fully responsible for whatever those ramifications are. And that really struck me, like, wow, you know, it's true, right? Because so often we don't have the courage to speak out or ask questions or hard questions. We don't want to maybe necessarily know the answer, or we're afraid to know the answer, or it's just awkward, or we're afraid if we ask or speak out that someone's going to perceive us a certain way, and that might be negative. But you know what? If that happens, that's not on you. You've brought yourself, you've brought your transparency and your honesty. And if somebody has a problem with that, with you just simply asking questions or seeking information or just being honest, in a, you know, not a dick way, but being transparent, that's on them. That's not on you. So to wrap up my story, my situation, I felt like I needed to bring my full self, put it all out there, make sure that I was transparent about things. So I did. I asked questions. I clarified a few things. And I don't know what'll happen. I'm still kind of waiting. But again, now it's on somebody else. It's not on me. I have brought my full self to the table. I have been open and transparent and talked about what I need and what I'm getting. And if it doesn't go my way, then I know, but it's not on me. So that's where that went. So I ask all of you out there, can you deal with the ramifications of being your full self? Do you bring authenticity? Do you bring transparency and honesty in your full self and openness to the table? And if you don't, why don't you do that? What do you think that you're losing? What is the risk? What are you concerned or afraid of? Let's talk through that. And what responsibility then do you bear for that outcome? So think of something in your life that you've been struggling with. Have you been fully honest about it? Have you been fully honest with yourself, with the people? Have you asked the right questions if it involves someone else? Have you been open with them about what you're going through, what you're feeling? And if not, if the answer is no, you have to take responsibility for that situation and that outcome, whatever it may be, because you are partly responsible for it. So think about it. I say bring your full self. It's probably good that he said, I'm willing to deal with the ramifications of being my full self versus I'm not afraid, because I am afraid sometimes of the ramifications of being my full self. And that's not to say when somebody says something like that, it doesn't mean that you can't accept feedback. In fact, in this case, I want feedback. I am craving feedback and just not getting any. So it doesn't mean that we think that we're perfect and that, you know, boom, we're going to bring our full selves and everything's going to be great. No, that's not the case. Sometimes you bring your full self and somebody's is also transparent and honest with you. And that is a little uncomfortable too. But remember, discomfort is the herald of opportunity. So when you're having those bad moments, and again, something to think about, those situations in your life. So let me know. Look me up, LinkedIn, Instagram. I'm on Threads now. Threads, I'm Peter Brady. Time to change. I need a little bit more coffee. But check me out. Look me up and give me your thoughts. You can go to my website, BethAnnCampbell.com, and you can send me something through the contact sheet. You can, all my social media links are there. So I want to hear about you and being your full self and what that means to you. And what are you losing when you don't bring that to the table? All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate it. You are a fucking badass. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Take it easy. Hey, everybody. Thank you for stopping by Cafe Grit, where the moxie is fresh, the passion cold brewed, and everything is served with a heaping side of mojo. For more Cafe Grit episodes, please check out BethAnnCampbell.com/CafeGrit. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider giving it a rating or review on YouTube, Buzzsprout, or your favorite streaming platform. I'll be forever grateful, and in return, I'll wish upon you copious amounts of bacon, your favorite hot beverage, and of course, pie. I'd love to connect and hear about your grit experiences as well. Please go to BethAnnCampbell.com for links to all my social media. Cafe Grit is a product of Beth Ann Campbell, LLC, all rights reserved. Thanks again, and remember, you are a badass. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Take it easy.